Imagine discovering your parents have abandoned you with nothing but a duffel bag and a dog. For Raymond Hurley, this isn't a nightmare, it's reality. In the quiet town of River Mill, this 13-year-old has perfected the art of disappearing, not as a magic trick, but as a survival strategy. When Raymond returns home to find his belongings packed outside their locked trailer, his parents gone without a trace, he doesn't collapse in despair. Instead, he shifts immediately into survival mode, his mind calculating shelter options and food sources with the practiced efficiency of someone who's weathered abandonment before. What's most heartbreaking isn't the abandonment itself, but Raymond's lack of surprise. This isn't his first abandonment, just the first time without shelter. The hollow tree Raymond discovers becomes a symbol of his resilience. With minimal possessions, fishing gear, clothes, and a knife, he creates a home from virtually nothing. Using science class knowledge, he starts fires with batteries and gum wrappers, builds a lean-to for firewood, and weaves branches for stability. Inside this space, Raymond preserves normalcy, completing homework by firelight, bathing with stolen soap, and maintaining routines that provide structure amid chaos. Hunger remains Raymond's constant companion. His nourishment comes from a desperate patchwork of school meals, fishing, dumpster diving, and occasional gifts. Early fishing failures eventually yield success when he discovers dead minnows work better than lures. The day he experiences his first full belly in weeks brings profound relief that reveals the depth of his hunger. School dumpsters become another crucial food source, though timing proves challenging. Finding a box of discarded canned peaches feels like winning the lottery, highlighting how abundance and scarcity exist side by side in American society. When desperation drives Raymond to eat a dead fish, the violent illness that follows serves as a brutal reminder of the dangers children in his situation face. Raymond's survival depends on social invisibility as much as physical resilience. He employs calculated techniques to avoid detection by authorities, blending with bus crowds at school, maintaining mediocre grades, minimizing conversations, and deflecting personal questions, all to prevent placement in foster care or return to his neglectful parents. His trust of well-meaning adults comes from experience. At his previous school, a math teacher's intervention brought a social worker who suspected problems but was ultimately charmed by Raymond's mother. Raymond's own fear prevented him from speaking up, and they soon relocated, teaching him that even official channels couldn't protect him. This constant invisibility exacts a heavy psychological toll. Raymond lives in perpetual hypervigilance, always watching for signs someone might discover his situation. This chronic stress inhibits his ability to form friendships or fully engage with educational opportunities. When Joseph Banker discovers his hollow tree home, Raymond immediately destroys all evidence and retreats deeper into the woods, abandoning weeks of work for the safety of remaining unseen. Despite his determination to remain invisible, Raymond cannot suppress his human need for connection. The friendships he reluctantly forms become both his greatest comfort and vulnerability. Harlan emerges as Raymond's first friend. Talkative and car-obsessed, he persists despite minimal encouragement. Their friendship's depth becomes evident when Raymond lies about his birthday, hoping for gum wrappers to start fires. Instead, Harlan brings chocolate bars and candy from his grandmother's workplace, triggering overwhelming shame in Raymond that reveals his intact moral compass. Harlan's most profound gesture occurs at the Winter Jamboree, trading his coveted NASCAR tickets for a sleeping bag Raymond desperately needs. When questioned, Harlan dismissively claims his grandmother wouldn't have let him go anyway, transparently minimizing his generosity. Raymond's relationship with Lexi develops through their science fair partnership, testing how sugary drinks stain teeth. Their interactions gradually draw Raymond from his shell. What makes their connection poignant is how normal teenage awkwardness intersects with Raymond's extraordinary circumstances, experiencing typical adolescent nervousness while simultaneously hiding homelessness. Jacob Stiggs Castiglione, the bearded fisherman Raymond meets at the river, becomes the most significant adult in his life. Their connection begins with a simple hat tip across the water, but gradually evolves into a father-son relationship. When Rosie's paw becomes severely infected, Raymond seeks Stig's help, discovering he was once a surgeon. During Raymond's recovery at Stig's cabin, we see what healthy adult care looks like. Warm lamplight, morning coffee, hot meals, and meaningful work chopping wood and tending chickens. Stig's isn't a perfect savior. He's gruff, sometimes impatient, and carries grief over losing his son in Afghanistan. His hands shake when tying fishing knots, and he occasionally drinks too much. When he contacts social services trying to help Raymond, he nearly ruins their relationship, showing how even well-meaning adults can misunderstand a child's complex reality. Their fishing trips become a metaphor for their relationship, patient, quiet, requiring both skill and luck. They develop their own language of small gestures and expressions. Their healing comes not through dramatic interventions, but through steady accumulation of small moments of trust. Raymond's story reveals how systems meant to protect children can fail. Teachers, social workers, and administrators never recognize a child living in the woods behind their school, not from malice, but from overwork, inadequate training, and Raymond's deliberate evasion. Miss Marcus comes closest, noticing his exhaustion and leaving him toothpaste, yet lacks the framework to identify a homeless student. Raymond's declining academics go unaddressed, and when Mr. Brewer humiliates him for falling asleep, we see how punitive responses to trauma only deepen wounds. Raymond's transformation begins through small steps toward trust. His friendship with Harlan marks the first shift, standing beside him during a crisis and finally admitting his parents have been gone for over a month. The turning point arrives when Joseph discovers Raymond's hollow tree home. Panicked, Raymond destroys his camp and flees deeper into the woods, resulting in a near-fatal snake bite. This crisis becomes the catalyst for help. Waking in the hospital, Raymond initially despairs at having his secret exposed, but gradually accepts change as Lexi, Harlan, and Stig's visit daily, revealing the community that formed around him despite his attempts to remain invisible. The introduction of the Adamses, his future foster parents, offers Raymond a glimpse of healthy family life. Unlike previous experiences, they look him in the eye, show genuine enthusiasm about meeting Rosie, and promise he can visit River Mill frequently. In the final moments, as they drive Raymond to their home, Mrs. Adams mentions preparing spaghetti for dinner. This simple domestic detail triggers something profound: hope. For the first time in a very long time, Raymond doesn't want to be invisible anymore. He wants to be seen, to belong, to trust that tomorrow might hold something better than mere survival. In this quiet moment of hope, we see the true miracle of Raymond's journey. Not just that he survived, but that he preserved his capacity to trust again after betrayal, to hope after disappointment, and to believe in the possibility of belonging after abandonment.